the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." The Lord saw. He had compassion and he spoke. The Lord saw the extreme grief of this sorrowing widow burying her only son. And in seeing, he had compassion. And that word compassion, it's not easy to translate. It requires many words because it means deep-seated, tender-hearted mercy. The Greek refers to our innards, our insides. That Jesus was so deeply moved, not a fleeting emotion or a passing feeling, but deep-seated, tender mercy. And he himself is mercy. And so, being mercy, showing tender-hearted mercy to the widow, he spoke to her. He spoke to her. Many other of Jesus' miracles, his speaking comes in the way of a question. What would you have me do for you? Do you wish to be healed? Do you believe? Do you believe I can do this? He asks her none of these questions because his eyes took in her grief within himself. And so he acted. He went and touched the stretcher and raised her son to life. Christ also sees us. He sees us in our pain, our suffering, and he does not ignore it. The very last line of St. Paul's epistle we heard today says, "The power of Christ tabernacles upon me because of my weaknesses, my infirmities." That there is Christ tabernacling in us, in our suffering. And not only that, he lays himself down so that we walk upon him. He supports our feet. He who is above us, before us, behind us, beside us, is also under us, under our feet, holding us upright, and more than that, within us. Tabernacling in us, in our suffering. That is precisely where he will always be found. The Lord will always be found with his children who are in pain. That's the key. And in the gospel today, Jesus shows us what that looks like. And he is with us. So that even though our grief, our sorrow, our pain so crushes us that we almost despair of life itself, yet it is Christ who supports us. He is the one who holds us upright and leads us through the sorrow and the pain, even to joy. And this is not from us. Not that we take any pride that we get ourselves through difficult times. Not that we can say, I have endured. No. Only to show that it is God who makes us endure. God who raises us up. The God who raises the dead, who assures us, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.